Chapter 14. Beloved Jesus' Son and I addresses the Great Council. Courageous, loyal and devoted lords and ladies of this and many great galaxies, you have given me a very pleasant chore this afternoon, in speaking and meeting with all of our dedicated leaders and directors of our great intergalactic program for peace. I am the honored one in beholding your beautiful countenances and responding to the love that flows through each one of your beings and outward toward me. I have come to join with all of you in this final preparation for that great event which we have planned together for so long. It is a great moment for my own heart, as it is for yours. We have not only labored in the planning for the event, we have likewise labored in the effort to prevent its necessity. Now we must secure our decisions and go forward with our plan. In the beginning of our active programming, we will have the assistance of the entire Angel Kingdom, under the supervision of Michael and his legions. Yai Moria will exercise his administration of the blue flame of protection and build a wall of blue fire around each Chela who is destined to be taken into your midst and to be returned again for the final stages of their service to humanity. Each one, I am assured, will be surrounded in the circle of blue flame from the first divine ray of manifestation, and Michael's angels will be bodyguards to them all. All of this attention, plus your own beams upon them directly from your craft, should well protect them and their mission from all harm and interference. We have brought all of you together in this conference for a feeling of encouragement, as well as for practical reasons. Let us join in love to one another as we realize that the long battle soon will end, that our efforts for the planet Earth shall soon see fruition, and the joyful reunion of all of us with our brothers and sisters in service there. We have great things and great surprises in store for them, and words cannot describe the joy with which we anticipate this great reunion. We must realize and understand that both the leadership meetings and the evacuation stages may be a great shock to some of them. Their human reactions may be unprepared for these events. It is for this reason that a book is now being prepared through the coordinated efforts of Kuthumi and the Ashta Command, in which most of these details Y11 be revealed to all the souls of light. I have requested that this very conclave be included in its contents. We have had to proceed with great caution in revealing our strategy and plans for this new touch with mankind. We have had to consider his binding theological prejudices, his apathy, his indifference, his general close-mindedness in most of these things, but most of all, his outright hostility to those whom the Father has sent to reason with him. Because of this militancy, our progress for the world plan has been delayed for 25 years. Many have wearied that it would ever come to pass, not only of your group, but our Earth contactees as well. We are trusting that the witness of these special leaders and their campaign outlining the divine program of rescue by those whom the Father will send to them, will in that dark hour of Earth's evacuation, proceed with a minimum of interference from man. I send a special dispensation of anointing for this task upon all of these whom you will take into your midst. They shall carry within their inner being great power and perseverance in this ongoing battle for the minds of men. They shall not be left unequipped without the proper spiritual weapons with which to carry forward this encounter. All shall be filled with spiritual power and anointed to meet every need from the overflow of their inward blessings. They will have constant attunement with those of you who guard them and guide their ministries. The mystical objects you have prepared for them represent a great contribution for their behalf, and this will secure for them all of the remaining protection that is necessary. When the days of evacuation are upon us, these will be the ones to whom you will turn for the help that is needed upon Terra. Those few moments of feverish action will bring about the gathering of the wheat into my barn for the eternal harvest. I convey to you, ladies and gentlemen, the total gratitude of the celestial government of this solar system for your long participation in the divine plan for planet Earth. Yours is the supreme example of that kind of life that has been held out to mankind through many eons of time. As you fellowship with them, they will see and absorb the love that abounds within you and will be drawn to your governing philosophies of freedom and respect for the divine image within all of the Father's creation. My blessings radiate to each one of you and overshadow you with the emanations of my own light as you have so beautifully earned the well done of our Father. Friends of the highest purity and worthiness, I thank you. Thus spoke our Lord Jesus, or, as he is known to them, beloved great Commander Sananda, the Radiant One to all of these great ones in attendance at this vital tribunal.